Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code radio to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees, bill, annually, plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of April 26th, 2019. And we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. The future of diabetes management is here with the Dexcom G6 continuous glucose monitoring system. You definitely want to learn more if you have someone in your family or otherwise that you know or yourself that certainly could take advantage of this. Visit DEXCOM.com. Eros Mo's in the control room, Horatio in his control room in New York City working with the show. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And we, of course, are delighted that you are tuned into Tomorrow. Even more delighted when something in particular happens.
When our lovely listeners call in and participate with us?
Yeah, you don't even have to be lovely, but we think you are anyway. But calling in and participating with us makes the broadcast. Because your questions, your tech rage, your sharing with us a favorite app these days that you just can't live without, whatever the case, really makes the broadcast. You don't want to just hear us yakking. We want to hear you not yakking, but asking questions or helping other listeners or whatever, your input.
And especially soon, because we're going to be in just a few weeks launching the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Yeah, but you got to say it right. It's a cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Well, see, nobody says it like you, so I just leave that to the pros.
Okay. Not the rank amateur Chris to tell you about the summer giveaway. But that's true. It's our big annual event that we've got a plethora of stuff we can almost hardly not yet get to the studio as it's lining the hallway leading to the radio studio of all sorts of goodies and tons of boxes. And you want to stay tuned for that. But don't wait, because guess what? We always get you in early.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Luann in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hey, Luann.
I have an older iPad that I'm either going to smash one of these days due to frustration, because I got a questionnaire for a new job, and I couldn't fill it out. It just is not strong enough for me to do that, so I kind of lost out on a job. I was wondering if it's too old. Is there any way that I could give it a little more capacity? It is an iPad, and I want to change my credit card number on the iTunes store where it says enter my Apple ID. I do that, but then I don't know where to go to find out how to change my credit card information.
Well, Luann, first of all, there's not much you can do, I'm sorry to say, to speed up an aging iPad or an aging anything for that matter. Sooner or later, electronics just get left behind. Now, you can look into a replacement, but we should mention something else first. Public libraries typically have computers you can use. Even if you don't have a friend willing to let you borrow their device, you can use a library computer for free next time a job is on the line, and I would hope you would do that. Now, if you're looking for a competent replacement for your iPad without breaking the bank, you can have a look at Apple's latest 9.7 model at about $329. It's the most affordable they've released so far. There's an almost endless number of Android tablets, many of them at or below the price of iPads, and Amazon sells very inexpensive Fire tablets. If all you do is online, a Chromebook may serve you very well, too. And you can find very inexpensive Chromebooks available these days.
Yeah, but since you mentioned iTunes, we're guessing that sticking with an Apple tablet is your best bet, since keeping it in the family is best when you're in the Apple ecosystem. As for changing your iTunes payment information, you just got to open the iTunes app, scroll all the way down, and tap your Apple ID. Then you can tap on payment information and enter your new credit card information. That's it. You should be good to go after that.
Yeah. John sends the following email. I do wish he would have told us where he's writing from, or even better, called us, and how he hears the show, but we do get to the occasional email.
He says, years ago, I would use a product called Camtasia, as I recall, to record webinars and other streaming seminars and video content to my laptop. I would like to know if you or your staff have any current suggestions on what is the most efficient and cost-effective method for accomplishing this task for the home user. Thanks. Love the show.
Oh, well, thank you, John, for the kind words. There are plenty of options, actually, if you just want to record your screen, but the free ones sometimes come with mandatory watermarks or time limits, at least. You do have free options without those restrictions. OBS Studio is one of them, and it's even gamer-friendly. It can pull the video directly from the graphics card, which takes care of some issues gamers have when they run games in full screen. You haven't heard the same complaints from people trying to record seminars in full screen. At least we haven't heard them, but that's an issue. OBS Studio will probably eliminate that as well.
Yeah, a PowerSoft free online screen recorder may also meet your needs when it comes to seminars. It's browser-based, too, so it won't record anything running locally on your computer, but it should work well for internet seminars. Flashback Express can capture anything on your screen, not just what is on your browser, and it comes with options that let you hide passwords or change your wallpaper to a blank one while recording. Now, all of these options are free, none of them come with a time limit, and none of them use watermarks, so give them a try. It's likely that one of them will meet your needs.
Yeah, John, do let us know, because it's always important. We try to give you as many options as we can, and especially free stuff. You know, when people are asking for software solutions, we try to come up with anything that doesn't cost you anything, because everybody likes free, right? So let us know what you end up with, what works best for you, or if you need more help, we'll try to be there for you. Another call from Windsor, Ontario, Canada this hour, listening on AM 800 CKLW. Hey, John.
I have an Apple MacBook Pro, probably about 12 to 15 years old, which is extremely, extremely slow. You're talking about getting a new hard drive. Anything that I could do to make it faster? At my house, I have at present dial-up. This time next year, I'll have high speed. But right now, it's very, very slow. So I'd like to make it a little bit quicker before I have to buy a new one. Thanks again.
Well, John, it's our pleasure to try to help. You can definitely upgrade your hard drive, and you may see better performance from that. But if your Mac is between 12 and 15 years old, a new hard drive will only go so far.
Yeah, the MacBook Pro was introduced in 2006. Now, that's 12 years ago. Chances are you don't have a Pro at all, but what we used to call a PowerBook. Dates aside, John, you'd be wasting your time sinking your cash into a Mac that's over 10 years old. You're opening yourself up to a strew of hacking vulnerabilities and running outdated versions of Mac OS. Also, the kind of hard drive that would help you, a solid-state drive, won't even work in your machine. John, it's really time to buy a new computer. It doesn't have to be a new computer, just new to you. You can check out eBay or Gazelle.com for a recent Mac, which is, 5 years or younger.
Yeah, and you'll be happy with that, by all means. Now, one thing we should mention is that no hard drive or new computer will make a dial-up connection faster. If you feel your internet connection is slow, you're right. And only better service will fix that you said you're hopefully getting soon. So we hope you are as well. Craig in Idaho, welcome into tomorrow. What can we do for you?
I've got an older computer, a laptop, and right now I still have the regular old hard drive, and I'm wondering if I should upgrade to an SSD. My computer is approximately 6 years old. I've got lots of RAM on that. I use it for some CAD modeling and processing of Excel spreadsheets. And I'm just wondering, Should I just upgrade SSD on the hard drive, or should I upgrade the whole computer? So what's the best way for me to upgrade? Or should you?
Good question, Greg, and it's something that we do like to address. I'm glad you asked the question. If your laptop has enough processing power for your CAD needs, of course, computer-aided design, for those who may not know what CAD means, an SSD upgrade may be a less expensive way to get you a noticeable performance boost. If you upgrade your whole laptop, you'll probably need another high-end machine, since 3D modeling uses a good amount of memory and processing power. An SSD, or solid-state drive, will cost a fraction of a new performance laptop, but it will also only give you a fraction, of course, of the performance upgrade.
Now, if you function well right now and you'd be happy with a moderate upgrade, an SSD is definitely worth trying. You'll definitely notice that your laptop is faster to boot up, that your software starts up faster, and that your computer is just faster overall. It will still be a six-year-old laptop, but installing an SSD will definitely improve its performance.
Oh, for sure. And noticeably as well. You will certainly enjoy that. Craig, let us know what you end up doing, because it will help other listeners and, of course, our curiosity as well, and how it's working for you. And I hope we've been able to shed some light and help you out, other than flipping a coin or telling you just do this specifically, because answers aren't typically that easy to come by with those kinds of questions. IntoTomorrow.com. Gerald in Biloxi, Mississippi, listens on Supertalk 103.1 FM. Hello, Gerald.
I'm trying to find something that will pick up Wi-Fi signal from a distance. I found this book called White Something that has these Wi-Fi receivers from the base station, but I don't understand the distance part of it. Because it goes by like megahertz or something like that. And I'm wanting to know if I'm going to be 500 feet from my house at my shed, what kind of megahertz strength should I be trying to use? And where should I locate the antenna that I'm using from the house or on the shed?
Well, Gerald, if you're trying to spread your Wi-Fi signal, changing its frequency won't help you. Wi-Fi works at set frequencies, 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz being the most common these days. There are others, but they have special uses. For example, 4.9 gigahertz is reserved for public safety uses only. If you stray from those frequencies, you're going to need something to convert the signal back to what your Wi-Fi devices would recognize as Wi-Fi on the receiving end. The reason that book mentions frequencies in the megahertz range is that lower frequencies travel longer distances, but you can't use them for Wi-Fi, and you often can't use them at all without a license. 500 feet is well beyond the range of normal Wi-Fi, but you can look into specialized directional antennas if you have a clear line of sight to your shed. At that distance, just about anything will interfere, even trees.
Now, if you have power at the shed, you can set up an antenna there attached to a repeater and lined up with the other antenna at the house. If you don't, you can just use the one antenna and see if your devices can talk back to your home's connection. But keep in mind that at that distance, you probably won't get excellent service. There will be a lot of signal noise and packet loss. 500 feet is technically even beyond the range of Ethernet drops without a repeater. You could try a fiber optic cable drop to the shed, but again, you'd need power on the shed side to turn that signal back to Wi-Fi, and you're talking about a pretty big project if you attempt it.
Yeah, you know, one of our main goals all the time is to recommend multiple products and, of course, to recommend inexpensive products whenever possible. But no solution for what you're trying to do is truly inexpensive. But you can try something like an $85 amped high-power directional antenna at the house, probably mounted somewhere high, and aim it right to the shed. That's about as cheap as you'll be able to go.
You know, these kind of installations are far from an exact science. Any little thing might interfere with the signal at that distance, so you've got to be prepared for the possibility that things won't work out great even from the start.
Yeah, Gerald, I hope we've been of help to you. Stay tuned, because we love our listeners. They're some of the greatest people on the planet, and oftentimes we'll call in with additional input and say, hey, I had the same problem as Gerald. Here's what I did, and I got my signal over to the hen house or whatever else. and we'll be glad to pass that on to you as well. But we try to at least offer some variety of solutions whenever possible. Hope we helped out. And again, if you missed any of it, our show notes always there for you at intotomorrow.com. Brand new server, by the way. So if you've been one of those that have said, my gosh, I know your site is huge, 23 years worth of shows and stuff, but it sometimes takes a while to load. Try it now, because we've been having much more success and jumping up and down, doing cartwheels in the control room. You ought to see everybody, because it's working out better. And we'll tell you more about that and interview one of their key execs, if they ever can dial a phone, and get them on the show and talk about the new server and what we're doing. But let me know what you think. If you hopefully visit us regularly at intotomorrow.com, do you notice a difference? 800-899-INTO and intotomorrow.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Another Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you. The first internet transmission was a typo. L-O-G was transmitted, but login was the intended word. Due to the large amount of data for the letter G, it crashed the network. Pretty bizarre.
That's funny. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
You know, we talk often about wanting to hear what your favorite app is, because there are things that I know you use, we all do on our phones, other than the obvious antisocial network. So if you've got one that you think, hey, I want to share this with others because I really am enjoying this, it's productive or it's fun or it gets me through the day, whatever the case, be sure to let us know by calling this number anytime.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? Don't say yes. I know you do. And I know Erasmo does, and I know everybody in the studios do. They better.
They do, yes.
They do, because otherwise they'd be fired.
Right.
Yeah. But if we want our listeners to obtain our free once-a-week tech newsletter, and how do you best do that?
It's very easy. You stop by intotomorrow.com. A red and white box will pop up asking for your email address. You put your email address in. You'll get a confirmation link that you want to click on. And then you're in.
There you go. It really is that easy. Be sure to click on that subsequent link because it's a double opt-in program. We don't spam anyone, and it has nothing to do with GDPR. It has to do with doing what's right because we want to make sure you get our weekly tech newsletter, and we don't share your address with anyone. So once again, visit where to get it?
Intotomorrow.com.
Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app? Tell us about your favorite app. Just use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app to participate. Just search these two words, Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store. Tap our app and get your Into Tomorrow to go.
And you can do it just like Victor in Buffalo, Missouri, who listens online. And we send him a prize because all he needed to do was share his favorite app with us.
I found an app that's pretty handy. I'm a little hard of hearing. The wife here's very good. She's always telling me to turn the TV down. It's Tunity, T-U-N-I-T-Y. You scan your television with the app. It finds the channel you're watching, and plays on your phone. So you put an earpiece in if you're sitting in a restaurant. Say you're at Applebee's and they got four different games playing. You pick out the game you want to listen to, and it'll come to your phone. Or if you're at home, you can listen to it at your own level, and you're going to have it loud enough for the wife to yell at you.
Or I guess you can turn it off altogether and just not hear your wife yelling at you. Oh, no, she's not yelling at you through the app, I guess. Yeah. I see. But, Victor, thank you. So, see, that's how easy it is. It's a favorite app of his these days, and you know you have some. You might have one particular favorite, the kind of thing you'd share with family and friends and say, hey, you got to try this. This is cool. Whether it's a time waster or just a fun thing or something to help you be more productive or business-wise, whatever the case, we want you to let us know what your favorite apps are, and we'll send you prizes for doing so. It really is that easy. You must have one, and it's typically a time waster.
Well, this one actually, it could be a time waster, but it also might be kind of helpful if you shop at IKEA.
Oh, didn't the royal family just admit they have some IKEA furniture in the prince and princess's bedrooms or something for the little ones? Yeah. And I thought that was interesting.
But you know, I came across this app. I was playing around one day looking at, like, you know, the apps in the app store, and I found this one called IKEA Place. And basically, you pull up the app, and it uses augmented reality.
Oh, you showed me this in my office, and I thought I don't have that chair there, but it looks like it.
You can go through their catalog and pick an item, and it uses the camera on your phone to show you the room that you're looking at with their item in it. You can rotate it and change the size, so you can kind of see what their furniture and things would look like in your room before you buy it.
That is pretty cool. I happen to think that's a great idea, and why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
So that's, and it's called
IKEA Place.
IKEA Place. Okay, so check that out. And but it was really cool because you did the same thing. We walked into the studio and you placed a dresser or something. It looked odd, but you can size it easily, yeah. Just pinching, squeezing, whatnot, pinching and unpinching, and it aims in your room, and it's that item in your room.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
We hope you enjoy the Into Tomorrow tech tidbits as much as I enjoy giving them to you. For example, today, more pictures are taken every 2 minutes than were taken in the entire 19th century.
I believe it.
That's amazing. And it probably has even gotten much faster than that these days. But that's tech for you. And in our 24 years covering the latest in consumer tech, we try to bring you all sorts of things, talking about gadgets, gizmos, products and services, whatever, if it involves cool technology today and into tomorrow. That's what we are here for. We being Dave Graveline and
Chris Graveline.
There you go. And if somebody wants to call and ask a question, by the way, they can do it any time, day or night, which would be the same as saying 24/7. We want to hear from you because you make the show. What number do they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Call in and win stuff.
Jerry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listens on Talk 107.3 WBRP. Hello, Jerry. Welcome into tomorrow.
Yes, Dave. Is there a procedure to stop your smartphone from being tracked? And if there is, what settings would you use to stop your smartphone from being tracked?
Well, Jerry, short of turning it off, no, there isn't. You'll probably be able to get around some basic tracking. Phones often give you the option to ask not to be tracked for, like, ad purposes, for example. Your mileage may vary in that front, or to even reject things like cookies. But ultimately, your phone will be tracked in one way or another. For starters, if you want phone service, your device will have to send a unique ID to a tower so they can talk back and forth. And to have continuous phone service, it will connect to several towers at once. Now, that makes your location trackable. And we know from police investigations that phone companies store and keep tower location data anyway.
And apps will often do something very similar, and they may assign your particular device an ID. Even if that ID is not directly connected with your personal information, it will be connected to your device. So that's how both Apple and Google were tracking locations for their maps services, and the only way around that is to not use either. Now, even if you don't, they'll likely still store information tied to your device as part of their terms of service. Ultimately, if you want to use a smartphone, you're consenting to be tracked.
Yeah. Now, just so you know, smart TV and set-top boxes are tracked by advertisers to push targeted advertisements to them, too. CPAP machines, are you listening, Chris, for sleep apnea have been found to share usage statistics with insurance companies in many cases, so they can decide what to cover based on the user's compliance with their medical advice.
And I had that with the latest CPAP machine I had when I first got it years ago. It has a little USB plug or USB drive
port
on it.
Yeah.
And my insurance company made me upload the data from that drive to them so they could see if I've been using it.
Ugh.
But, you know, almost anything that you interact with and that can connect to the outside world is likely sharing something about you.
James in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listens on Supertalk WTN 99.7 FM. Hello, James.
Hey, Dave. I love the chemistry between you and your family.
Well, thanks.
My phone recently broke, and I'm in the market for a new phone. I mostly use it for personal use, but I also do use it for work and emails and Outlook and such. Any ideas?
Well, it's a good question. It's one that we like to discuss, too, every so often. And frankly, James, any modern phone you choose will certainly let you do the things you want to do. Use email if that's your only requirement. You can probably go with a relatively inexpensive one for that. Expensive phones, of course, tend to work better, respond faster, and more often than not have much better cameras as well. Now, having said that, with flagships regularly topping $1,000 these days, you may want to consider a cheaper alternative, which is why we said most any modern one would work for you. Now, assuming your personal use isn't lots of very demanding apps and that you don't mind a phone that may occasionally freeze up for a few seconds or that may not open the camera right away, you could be a good candidate for the whatever the carrier has on sale category. There's always a lot of cheap, or maybe I should say less expensive, not cheap, phones that you can get from your carrier.
Yeah, your requirements seem to be basic enough to be satisfied by just about any phone. So checking what your carrier will let you have for free or close to free might be a valid way to go. Now, if you want to spend a little more, you can't really go wrong with something like a Google Pixel or a Samsung Galaxy S and the Note line on the Android side, or just about any of the iPhones that you find on sale, but you don't really need any phones in that price range just to do email.
Yeah, there you go. And James, we appreciate your comment about that you love the interaction with my family as well. For example,
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Cam. That's Cameron with a K, by the way. Which we've had a lot of listeners lately that are dropping us notes and saying, oh, we want to hear more of Cameron. And sometimes they're spelling it with a K and a C or a C. It's a K, in case. Cam with a K.
And the reason we misspelled his name is because his middle name is Christopher, after me, and we wanted to have the option to call him Casey.
But you don't.
We don't.
He's 6 years old now, and he's still Cam or Cameron.
Yeah, well.
Not Casey.
But we have the option. We're keeping our options open.
But when he's in trouble, he's Cameron Christopher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And boy, that gets his attention. That's why do you think I hate David? Don't call me David. You want to be my friend or even an acquaintance or even just someone that you can nod to when you pass me by. Don't call me David.
I know. He will shoot you.
And I do carry legally, so keep that in mind as a former police officer. But not so much that. I don't want anyone to feel threatened.
The bird. The bird. Shoot them, the bird.
The bird?
I said you will shoot them, the bird.
Oh, right. Yeah. I probably wouldn't get arrested for that.
Yeah.
The point being is that, I think that's from when I was probably his age 100 years ago, because when I was in trouble, it was always, David. But if everything was fine, it was always, Dave, dinner's ready, you know, or something like that. Plus, a three-syllable name sounds better on the radio, because people know we don't make up Graveline. That's actually our name, for crying out loud.
It could have been David G. That sounds pretty cool. Pretty hip.
I used to be a music DJ. But if I was a club DJ, yeah, David G would probably... Nah.
David G, spinning the oldies here.
Spinning the oldies?
I don't know.
You got a Rosmo going nuts in the control room. It's like, yeah, okay.
But then you'd have to be Davey, because that sounds better. Davey G.
Davey G.
It could be like one of the monkeys.
How did we get off on that? Oh, it's because...
Call in, yeah. Win stuff.
Leonard in Raleigh, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Leonard.
I just got a new router installed in my home from AT&T, and everyone's on the network, but my computer won't recognize my printer. It sees it, but it won't print. How do I get it to print?
Well, Leonard, diagnosing why a printer's not working on a network and getting it to work again is hard, unfortunately, and somewhat time-consuming, but setting up a new printer is not. Now, we're not saying throw it away and get one that works, but we're saying that the quickest, less stressful way to get it working again will be to pretend that it's brand new.
Yeah. So
fool it.
Yes. So to do that, just reset the printer to factory settings and run the setup on it again, which will probably consist of nothing more than choosing a Wi-Fi network and giving it the password for it. Then you want to remove the printer from your computer and reinstall it as if you had bought a new one. Odds are that after you do those things, it will connect like new printers usually do. Whatever is creating a conflict now is either in your computer or in the printer, and the quickest and easiest way to resolve it when it comes to a device with minimal setup is to just start from scratch and not worry about pinpointing the exact thing that went wrong.
Yeah, unless it's happening a lot, in which case you want to pinpoint and troubleshoot so we can hopefully fix that. 800-899-INTO.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
And I can't imagine anyone listening not yet receiving our free once-a-week tech newsletter. Because it just breaks my heart to think of that. But there may be some new listeners out there, someone that was dial hopping, happened by, and wants to get our free once a week tech newsletter. What are the kinds of things, other than tech news, which is included cleverly, do we have in there?
We list the calls that are going to be coming up. So if you have a similar question, maybe you listen in and then get an answer to a question.
Yep. We have the guests that are going to be on that week. We have some thoughts, all sorts of stuff. And it's so easy. Sign up. Where?
IntoTomorrow.com. Put your email address in the box that pops up.
Doug in Stephensville, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast that you too can sign up for. It's easy. At IntoTomorrow.com, you won't miss a minute of all 3 hours every week. Hey, Doug.
I have a question about the Gobi 2 wearables fitness band with the automatic calorie tracking. How in the world does it know what I'm putting in my mouth and how many calories are in it?
Well, Doug, it doesn't. We actually reached out to Hilby on your behalf. They were even on the show before, but they wouldn't even give us an answer. Luckily, we have a great team of researchers that were able to hopefully help you out. What Hilby says their device does is track the side effects of converting food into glucose and absorbing into the body. Supposedly, the tracker will track the water release and other things related to that. Whether it works or not, who knows? In studies, it's been found to have an error rate of about 15 to 20%. If true, that would be pretty impressive, but Those are studies supplied by the manufacturer, so of course you'd expect them to be good.
Yeah, and the tracker will also record how much you walk and your water intake too, but those things won't help it figure out if you had 3 glasses of wine, a large burger and fries, and a slice of cheesecake in one sitting.
Oh, now I'm hungry, yeah, thanks.
As opposed to a salad without dressing. The real value is whatever proprietary technology it uses to figure out caloric intake, and that's their own trade secret. Now, if they really are tracking things like water released by cells when they process glucose, it's impressive, especially since we also drink water and sweat. So, well, we don't drink sweat.
I was going to say, that sounded weird.
Probably should have reordered that. We sweat and drink water.
And drink water. Yes. That's better.
So it'd be surprising if it really worked well, but they've been around for a few years, so maybe it does.
Yeah, but what's weird is that we've had, I thought it was their CEO, certainly one of their senior management people, on the show.
So I think it was their co-founders.
A co-founder. And we wrote to him and said, hey, it was great having you on the show, and we have a couple listener questions, because Doug's not the first one to ask about this. They never responded. And it's like, if you've got problems or your research was bad or something, we get it. But just be honest with us and help answer the questions from our listeners. Nope. No response. Crickets. So we're not impressed with Hilby until and if they bother to share with us. We don't expect them to share trade secrets. We're not asking them for their secret, super secret recipe or something, but we're trying to get some basic info. How, in general, does it work? And can somebody count on it? Give us some examples and stuff. Nothing. So that's kind of upsetting. So, Hilby, come on, knock it off. Get with the program and get in touch, and maybe you can turn this lemon into lemonade.
And hopefully it works better than my smartwatch, which the other night when I was just making pasta, standing in front of the stove making pasta, it was telling me that I was having a great workout.
Well, you were stirring the pasta.
Apparently, yeah.
Counted as steps.
My watch thought I was working out.
Oh, my gosh. I spent last weekend in New York City, and one day I walked 27,000-some-odd steps, and boy, am I still...
By choice?
Kind of, yeah, on purpose. Just walking around Manhattan with a friend who'd never been to New York, trying to show him the sights and have a good old time. Again, that's all on Facebook, too. You can check that out at my Facebook. But 27,000 steps, it was almost 12 miles. I never walked that long. In fact, I don't get to the 10,000 usually because I'm stuck in the studio behind the computer. Not that much walking. I've had to lower it to 6,000. So right away, Friday night, we arrive in New York and we walk over to and we were staying in Midtown and decided, okay, first thing you got to see is Times Square. So let's just walk over there. And for us Miami boys, it was cold. You'll see a video of us freezing as well in Times Square. But I went over my 6,000 steps then because we walked to and from the hotel and whatnot. And then my watch, congratulations, you've met your goal. I was, oh, good. It's going to be a healthy weekend. And then the next day it said something like, do you want me to dial 911? Because you're way over your 6,000 steps. Yeah, 27,000 steps. My legs a week later are killing me still.
We got somewhat close to that when we were at CES. In fact, every True. Day we were at CES, my watch kept telling me you should readjust your goal.
Yeah.
No.
Good luck.
Because this is just for a few days. And then I'm back to my normal lazy self.
Yeah, we were doing like 20,000, almost 20,000 steps every day there, because without a broadcast booth where people come to us with their stuff and we do far more interviews, we're running around like crazy people, wandering almost aimlessly doing interviews. But that's what happens when you have to walk around. And we did. Intotomorrow.com. We want to hear from you as well. 800-899-INTO. How far do you walk every day?
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
We
We certainly want to hear from you anytime at your leisure. You'll see what I'm talking about when I tell you that I sort of hold your hand through the process when you call this number.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. And did you know you can listen into tomorrow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
I did, and I do.
You do.
Yeah.
You hear us in your sleep. Visit us at intotomorrow.com, where you can listen to that 24/7 stream. That stream is provided by streamguys.com.
Now, you have a tech question? Call us anytime. 1-800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Craig in Idaho, welcome into tomorrow. What can we do for you?
I've got an older computer, a laptop, and I'm right now I still have the regular old hard drive, and I'm wondering if I should upgrade to an SSD. My computer is approximately 6 years old. I've got lots of RAM on that. I use it for some CAD modeling and processing of Excel spreadsheets, and I'm just wondering, should I just upgrade SSD on the hard drive, or should I upgrade the whole computer? So what's the best way for me to upgrade? Or should you?
Good question, Greg, and it's something that we do like to address. I'm glad you asked the question. If your laptop has enough processing power for your CAD needs, of course, computer-aided design, for those who may not know what CAD means, an SSD upgrade may be a less expensive way to get you a noticeable performance boost. If you upgrade your whole laptop, you'll probably need another high-end machine, since 3D modeling uses a good amount of memory and processing power. An SSD, or solid-state drive, will cost a fraction of a new performance laptop, but it will also only give you a fraction, of course, of the performance upgrade.
Now, if you function well right now and you'd be happy with a moderate upgrade, an SSD is definitely worth trying. You'll definitely notice that your laptop is faster to boot up, that your software starts up faster, and that your computer is just faster overall. It will still be a six-year-old laptop, but installing an SSD will definitely improve its performance.
Oh, for sure. Noticeably as well. You will certainly enjoy that. But one consideration for you is the size of the SSD you'd need. Some design programs do like to store a lot of data, and if you end up needing to access an external HDD or regular hard disk drive to fetch your data, you won't feel as much of a difference. Unfortunately, SSDs are still more expensive than traditional hard drives. So a very high-capacity one may make you overthink your upgrade and make you want to go for a whole new computer anyway. Intotomorrow.com. Tim in Detroit, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW. You know, they're the information station, eh, Tim?
I want to know if you have any information about 5G on cellular phones. What benefits will it bring?
Well, Tim, good questions, and we're getting more and more 5G questions these days. Understandably, the dates, though, for 5G to hit the consumer market in a mass way, if you will, keep changing. It's still kind of early to really guess, but they vary from the early 2020s to in a year or two, which is probably less likely. 5G is expected to bring speeds at least 10 times faster than the current 4G LTE standard, which we were all thrilled with when we went from 3G to 4G. Wow, fast. Well, nothing now, because it seems like it just sort of pokes along. We'll wait till we get 10 times faster than that. Some say it could be as much as 100 times faster, depending, of course, on the carrier and bandwidth in general and all that sort of thing. The most realistic estimates claim that we'll be getting gigabit speeds on our phones in good coverage areas. Think the kind of areas where we can get 100 megabits on LTE, and slower but faster than current speeds in other areas. Lower latency is also expected, as well as lower battery use, and that can always be handy. What all that means is that, yes, your videos may buffer less and your websites may load faster, but 5G will likely mostly be huge for things like the Internet of Things devices and virtual reality. The most important thing to keep in mind is stay tuned. We'll tell you into tomorrow.